Citizen but Citizen Journal is sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Henry Mueller, Shem ben Pinchas, Hayalim from Forum for Shlema Das Rach Batschana Golda, in memory of the Hayala Kadosh Ephraim and Shmuel Shem Yikom Damo, by John Cow for the Forum Shlema of his wife Sarah Cow, Sarah Bas Brindle. We are up to the end of the Amida, the three steps we take back. We saw the Eitz Yosef, six separate reasons why we end the Amida with three steps back when we established and transformed where we were into a holy place. When we were Omeid Lefnei HaMelech, the Amida, having a conversation with the Almighty. So that's something that we have to create a period of distance we have to separate from in order to re-enter back into our world. But six separate reasons that were offered. So we're up to the mechanics, the technical part of how. Do you start with your left foot or your right foot? How big should the steps be? At what point do you bow? When do you introduce Oseh Shalom Bermav and so on? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and Simon Kuf Chav Gimel has this entire discussion. The Beis Yosef quotes a big machlokas among the Rishonim. And ultimately, the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. I'll skip right to the conclusion based on the Mechaber and the Ramah. That when a person finishes the Amida, first you bow, and then you begin your three steps. The three steps are taken while already bowing. And any time in Halacha that we bow in such a way until the vertebrae protrude from the spine. Don't put yourself in a chiropractor's office, but you bow into such a way, and the Gemara in Brachos describes that the spine and the symbolism of a snake, we spoke about that with bowing at the beginning of the Amida. And similarly here, one should bow at the waist to engage the spine, the significance, the symbolism of the spine, and take three steps back while bowing in that position. So how do we take the three steps back? So the Beis Yosef quotes Machlokas. Do you begin with the right foot or do you begin with the left foot? And the conclusion of Mechaber Paskins, you begin with the left foot. And why do we begin with the left foot? Because our left is the Ribbono Shalom, the Almighty's right. And the Almighty's right represents Midas HaChesed. The Midas HaChesed, the right over the left, the right side is Midas HaChesed, the left side is Midas HaDin. And in that moment that we've now appeared before the Almighty, we're having an audience with the King of Kings, and we've made requests, we've engaged Him that He might sit and look at us in judgment as He's evaluating what we asked for. We want to invoke not the energy of Din, but the energy of Chesed, which is represented by His right. That's why in Halacha, we always give preference, deference to the right side over the left, Midas HaChesed over Midas HaDin. That's why the Kittel buttons right over left, the Bekesha buttons right over left, Chassidusha shirts button right over left, because it's Midas HaChesed over Midas HaDin. So we, our left is His right. That's why we begin with the left foot. We begin with the left foot. Interesting, left-handed person. I happen to be a left-handed person. I happen to be married to a left-handed person. Only one of my children is left-handed. You could figure that out. But do left-handed people take a step with their right foot back or their left foot back? In Halacha, it's very interesting. There's Sfarim written on an Iter Yad, somebody who's left-handed, which means they're of right mind. So left-handed people, so do we observe things the same or differently? Lulav and Esrog, which hand do you hold the Lulav and Esrog? Netilas Yadayim, which hand do you lift a cup? Which hand do you begin to pour? In different areas of Halacha, there are different conclusions. So here, the Bir Halacha quotes that it's a machlokas. And what does it depend on? It may depend on the following. Two reasons are given with why you begin with the left foot. One is that we want to demonstrate that the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we don't want to depart from our audience, from our conversation with Him. We do so reluctantly and hesitantly. And how do we demonstrate that? By taking a step back with our weaker foot. The stronger foot, you'd move more quickly. The weaker foot, you move slowly. So we begin with the weaker foot to demonstrate, I don't want to end this conversation. I'm walking away, but I'm walking away slowly, the left foot. The other reason is the one that we mentioned. Our left is His right. We want to invoke Midas HaChesed over Midas HaDin. They say, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is a left-handed person. If the reason is our left is His right, we want to invoke Midas HaChesed, then a lefty also begins with the left foot. If it's because the left is the weaker foot, a left-handed person for whom the right is the weaker foot should begin with the right foot. How do we paskim? I said the Bir Halacha quotes a machlokas, but I'm left-handed. I begin with the left foot like everybody else because following the opinion that we're beginning with the left because it is the right side of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we bow at the waist in such a way to engage the spine, then begin the three steps, and begin the three steps with the left foot. How big should these steps be? So every step that a person takes should be the size of the person's foot. So initially we take, Shulchan Aruch says, a small step with the left leg. so much so that the toes of the left foot are adjacent or matched up to the right heel. So a little step with the left foot, enough that the toes of the left foot are matched up with the right heel. Then a bigger step with the right foot, so much so that the toes of the right foot are now adjacent to the left heel. And the third step of the left foot is back to be able to make the 2 feet parallel, which is when we'll begin our bowing, Osa Shalom Bim Romav. So it begins with the left foot till the toes are adjacent with the heel, the right foot all the way behind the left foot, and then the left foot to be. Rabbeinu Manoach, the Bir Halacha quotes it, we don't paskin like it, says we take not 3 steps, but 6 steps. 6 little micro steps, a little shuffle, a little dance move at the end of the Amidah. We don't follow that. There are some who may have that custom. But the Shulchan Aruch records the method I mentioned of the 3 steps in that manner, beginning with the left foot, and only then do we bow for Osa Shalom Bim Romav. Which direction do we bow? Osa Shalom Bim Romav, to the left or to the right? Osa Shalom Bim Romav to the left, and then to the right, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu, and then forward, Vi'al Kol Yisrael, Vi'imru Amen. Why are we doing all this bowing? So first of all, just then, we'll pick up with that next time, but a person has to be careful not to take a step smaller than the length of your foot. You shouldn't tap too big a step. Why not? Poskim say, if you take too big a step, it looks like you're running away, like you're unburdening yourself. You're finished with the conversation with Hashem. But you shouldn't take too small a step. The Magen Avraham writes, why? Because if the step is less than the size of your foot, that's not a step at all. So it's as if you didn't take a step. And the Gemara told us in Yuma that if you don't end the Amidah with the steps properly, it's like you didn't even daven. So it's like the 3 bears. Your step can't be too big, and your step can't be too small. Your step has to be just right. The end of the Amidah. Don't look around tonight. It's going to be fantastic as everybody finishes tonight and is figuring out their left foot, their right foot, how big their step is, how much. What if there's no room behind you? Aruch HaShulchan writes, you could take steps to the side. Take steps to the side on an angle if there's no room behind you. But a person has to end with steps. Shouldn't be yura. Don't take steps that are too big or too small. Take just right. We'll pick up next time with which direction we face and why we're bowing in different directions at all.